From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. People through the Midwest felt a magnitude 5.4 earthquake early this morning. It was centered near West Salem, Illinois, about 230 miles south of Chicago, where it was clearly felt. People in Ohio, Indiana, Wisconsin, Missouri, Tennessee, and Kentucky also reported feeling the quake. Only minor damage and no injuries are reported. Al-Qaeda's second-in-command, Ayman al-Zawahiri, has issued a new audio recording.
وليذهب جنودها للجحيم وبترايس وبوش يحاولان أن يقنع الأمريكان.
It appeared on a website used by Islamists, and it says the five-year U.S. occupation of Iraq has been a failure. It also says the next president will have to solve the problems left by President Bush in Iraq. Pope Benedict heads for New York City this morning, where he'll address the U.N. General Assembly. Linda Fasulo has more.
UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon visited Pope Benedict exactly a year ago at the Vatican and invited the pontiff to visit the United Nations. Today, Pope Benedict will address diplomats representing the 192 UN member states, as well as UN staff members in two separate speeches. Issues likely to be raised in his addresses include the importance of respecting universal human rights, promoting peace and better dialogue among peoples worldwide, fighting global poverty and human trafficking, and preserving the environment. For NPR News, I'm Linda Fasulo at the United Nations.
In Washington yesterday, the Pope had an emotional meeting with some of the victims of sexual abuse by priests. The Pope offered them encouragement and hope, but some critics said that wasn't enough. It was a chaotic court hearing in San Angelo, Texas yesterday on the fate of the 416 children swept up in a raid on a polygamist compound. The state is attempting to gain custody of the children and place them in foster homes because of evidence that they were being physically and sexually abused. NPR's Wade Goodwin reports.
By Thursday evening, lawyers for the state were getting to the heart of their assertion that for now all of the children of the Fundamentalist Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints should remain in state custody. Child welfare investigator Angie Voss testified that if an FLDS man fell out of favor with the prophet, his wives and children would be reassigned to other men, which only contributed to the confusion among the children as to their parentage. Members of the group deny there's any sexual abuse and say they're being persecuted for their religious beliefs. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, San Angelo.
European stock prices rose in early trading today. Asian stock markets closed mixed. Oil prices have remained around $115 per barrel today in Asia, and the dollar has steadied against other currencies, though it is still near historic lows. This is NPR News. The city of Philadelphia has defended five new gun control measures in court. The National Rifle Association and gun store owners claim the laws are illegal. From member station WHYY in Philadelphia, Elizabeth Fiedler reports.
The judge granted a temporary restraining order, stopping the city from enforcing the new laws, for now. C. Scott Shields represents the NRA and gun store owners.
I would urge every resident in Philadelphia to go out and buy your guns now, because city of Philadelphia, you do not have a constitutional right to police protection. Resides within you, and if you don't do it, you're crazy because the city does not care about you.
City Solicitor Shelley Smith says she looks forward to defending the laws in court.
It's unfortunate that the petitioners in this case don't have the appreciation that the mayor and city council have for the gravity of the problem in this city with gun violence.
A hearing is scheduled for April 28th. For NPR News, I'm Elizabeth Fiedler in Philadelphia.
Democrats in the House of Representatives are pushing ahead with a bill to help homeowners facing foreclosure. The bill would have the government provide mortgage guarantees worth about $300 billion. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi wants quick action on the bill, but some Republicans don't want the government to help individual homeowners who have become financially overextended. Gasoline prices have reached new record highs. The AAA and the Oil Price Information Service say the average price of regular nationwide is nearly $3.42 per gallon. Many analysts think gasoline prices will reach close to $4 per gallon later this spring. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News in Washington.